AFC Toronto defeated Vancouver Rise FC 7-0 on Saturday, September 13, ending the Rise's 8-game undefeated streak. The Rise FC took on AFC Toronto at BMO Field in Toronto, holding possession 51% of the time and taking 8 shots, 1 on goal, while Toronto took 25-15 on goal. Despite the loss, the Rise FC remain in second place with 32 points in the Northern Super League. AFC Toronto is in first place with 41 points. This was the fifth and final time the two teams faced off against each other this season. AFC Toronto's Esther Okoronkwo scored the first goal of the match during the 6th minute. Kylie Hunter scored the second goal for AFC Toronto at the 45+1 minute, followed by Kayla Hansen at the 45+5 minute for Toronto. Vancouver Rise FC attacker Jessica De Filippo was issued a second yellow card at the 52-minute mark, meaning the Rise FC team would be down to 10 players during the second half. AFC Toronto's Sarah Stratagakis scored in the 50th minute, followed by Esther Okoronkwo in the 65th, Kaylee Hunter in the 69th and Jade Kovacevic in the 86th. On Thursday, September 11, Rise FC announced it had signed New Zealand defender Rebecca Lake. The Rise FC's next match is at home against Ottawa Rapid FC on September 20 at Swangard Stadium in Burnaby. Vancouver Rise are part of Canada's first professional women's soccer league, the Northern Super League. The other clubs are Calgary Wild FC, Halifax Tides FC, Montreal Roses, Ottawa Rapid FC and AFC Toronto. The top four teams in the league will play in the semifinals. The final is scheduled for November 15 at BMO Field in Toronto. On Monday, September 8, the Northern Super League announced its plan to expand in its 2027 season by adding one more team. The NSL has always had a steady growth strategy in mind, and the current expansion plans are a direct result of that vision, combined with an exciting and competitive first season that delivered on our expectations, said Christina Litz, president of the NSL.